Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The National Weather Service in St. Louis has issued a flash flood warning.
Floodwaters are closing roads and forcing residents to evacuate.
Emergency evacuations ordered in Nashville, Illinois. Officials say the dam there suffered an initial breach.
That's just a little bit of what made this station a Murrow Award winner. Breaking news coverage. You heard Michael Calhoun, and you heard Debbie Monterey and Megan Lynch and our terrific news team here at KMOX. And right now we're going to spend a little bit of time. It's hour three of the show. Chris and Amy, by the way, thank you for being with us. We're going to talk about National Radio Day. We thought it was a good idea to have Michael Calhoun, KMOX reporter and anchor, with us here in studio. First of all, congratulations on the Murrow.
It's a team effort.
Team effort.
It's an organization award.
This,
and it really was the whole news team. I mean, breaking news is the category where everybody's got to mobilize, get out the door, make the phone calls. We go wall to wall. It's everybody.
It really is. And I will say, you know, by KMOX standards, the short time that I've been here, when there is breaking news, one of the coolest things, I mean, aside from what's going on, because news is usually not good news, but the coolest things is I'm watching through the glass. We look at the newsroom.
You have a floor to ceiling window right here over the newsroom.
That's right.
It's like you have a little ant farm.
Like a show.
Right there, and you can just watch them all.
I've never thought of it as an ant farm. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
And when you see, you know something's happening. When all of a sudden, like, Michael Calhoun stands up, Beth, our news director, comes out of their office, and Debbie's there, and Megan Lynch, and they're walking around, and they're going back and forth, and everybody's on the phone.
There's commotion. We call
it commotion. And I'm fascinated by it because the work that you guys do is so important. And it's, I mean, like I said, I feel like I grew up with Michael Calhoun. I am older than Michael Calhoun, but I feel like I grew up listening to his voice. I mean, that's the authority. That's how much you rely on.
There's a lot of debate about whether I started at 9 or 12.
There is. Yeah. He was a child, but a child.
I also trust you, Michael.
Were you 20?
20 when you started here?
So pretty soon you will surpass. Not pretty soon. You're young. But I mean, like, Tom Ackerman had that moment, right, where he switched over where over half of his life has been at KMOX.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This got heavy real quick.
This is like an intervention.
Wow.
Well, no, it is interesting. You know, when you're 40 and you've been here for 20 years.
Yeah.
That literally is what you were just saying.
But the newsroom, like, give people, like, I you mentioned the ant farm. That's what I get to see you guys spring into action. What does that look like when you do hear, you know, there's been, you know, horrible flooding or, you know, a shooting, you know, heaven forbid, and it happens, but a shooting, what does going into action look like?
First of all, knowing if we have to go into action, you know, making the phone call, not just saying, okay, somebody's got a tweet that says something has happened, but let's get in touch with, you know, that person. Let's call the gas station next door, the police department, obviously, or the fire department, like, depending on what it is. Mm-hmm. But the first step is always to find out, is this true, before we tell five people to grab the keys and run out the door. And so, you know, that's step one. And then step two is just kind of like second nature almost at this point for all of us in the newsroom. We just, you know, we know what our role is, and then we know how to get out there and, you know, either confirm information or talk to eyewitnesses or, you know, bring the team together or whatever our individual part might be.
It's like being embedded. That's why local newsroom is so important, because you're embedded in the community. You know people in the neighborhoods where the stories are happening. You know the city leaders. So, for instance, with the fog of war that was the riots in Ferguson, you were on the ground.
Yeah, it was several months of every night in Ferguson on, you know, pins and needles, wondering how it was going to play out, and did a lot of work for CBS then. And that really brings up to me, I think, one of the, you know, you talk about breaking news, and we were talking off air about, you know, you like to compare, like, how does the BBC cover something in America versus, you know, NBC? when there's something huge, I like to pull up the local station. I mean, no offense to what the national networks are doing, whether it's CNN or CBS News, but I'll pull up CBS News Minnesota, or I'll pull up WCCO Radio, because I want to hear what's happening. Just like in St. Louis, I know that if a national reporter comes in, they're just not going to be as familiar with St. Louis. But these KMOX reporters or Channel 5 reporters, they know St. Louis. They know the streets. They know the people to talk to. They know how to pronounce things. They know how the procedures work. And so, especially in a fast-moving breaking situation, I go right to the locals.
Just a quick note. That happened not that long ago with the shooting at the Super Bowl parade in Kansas City. We were listening to local Kansas City radio, the Kansas City newsroom. You don't go to CNN, like I said, God bless CNN and the national news, but I mean,
they'll often then say, let's simulcast KCTV right now.
You go local.
So as you've been doing this for a while now, how has it changed? How in the last 20 years is it different?
Well, first of all, the technology is different. I mean, when I started at KFRU in Columbia, Missouri, it was mini discs. And it was, it was the Columbia Tribune posts all of their new stories, you know, at 2 p.m. Let's see, you know, what enterprise reporting they've done today. Like, it was that kind of a mindset. And now news is rolling. First of all, it's 24 hours, you know, so there's no what's going to happen in the 5 o'clock newscast on TV or when's the Post going to post their stories or for us thinking we've got this big story. We're going to air it in the morning. Well, maybe we need to get it out at the next top of the hour instead these days. And then just the technology, instead of having to drive a van to a big, you know, breaking news story or having to physically bring my mini disc tape back to, you know, the station. It's all on my phone. I can even dial in like with a, you know, we'd call it an ISDN line, like a direct line quality from the field anywhere. So I think that it's just much more fast-paced and much more immediate.
Like, you're kind of a walking broadcast station, if need be, with the phone?
That could be, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
It's so much easier to broadcast from anywhere.
As long as there's cell phone service.
Right.
Internet access.
Of course. Which kind of brings us to the AM signal thing. And we still have 1120 AM. We've been heavily promoting 104.1 FM because it's an awesome signal, but the farther out you are, 1120 is accessible for a lot of people, and a lot of times when bad things happen, one of the last lines of communication is AM, so we still have that too.
Yeah, I mean, cell phone towers can go down pretty easily, and anybody has checked their phone, you know, pulled up the weather app, and it says it's raining and you're in a different city, and it's like, well, no, it's... I'm not in Albuquerque and it's sunny outside. What are you talking about, phone? So humans are important. And then that universal access without cell phone service is, you know, essential. And when it comes to 1120, one of my first KMOX memories was in high school with my father in Washington, D.C. And we're in the parking lot of the hotel. He goes, watch this. And he turns on 1120. And there's Jack Buck and Cardinals baseball.
It's awesome.
Booming in a parking lot in D.C. I've listened to Blues Hockey going over the bridge at St. Pete in Florida. Like, 1120 is crazy.
Well, like Ricky Horton, when he pitched for the Cardinals, he's from New York. His parents listened to KMOX from New York.
Yeah.
They just listened to it. They could listen to the games at night. And, you know,
44 states.
That's right. I mean,
that's why the Cardinals are what they are. You can go to Busch Stadium, you'll see Tennessee, Kentucky, Arkansas, Iowa, all these, Indiana, all these license plates. And it's because for the longest time, there was no baseball team west or south. So,
your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My friend last year went fishing in Alaska late at night, and he could hear KMOX.
Come on.
He said it was
in Alaska?
Insane. Yeah, he said it was
And it wasn't the stream.
Insane. It wasn't the stream. No, no, it was. But, I mean, I guess the clear channel hits even harder at night.
Yeah. It skips off the atmosphere. The Rocky Mountains mess with it a little bit if you're going west, but.
Don't you think, too, in this age of, like, everything, I get it, modern technology, and people think, oh, well, radio is an anachronism. You know, it's old. We're all podcasts now. I think it's the opposite, because radio has something, multiple things that podcasts don't have. And that is
immediacy.
Yep. And there's a humanity that immediacy brings that you can't get in a podcast, even television, a little bit more polished. I think radio is and remains the most intimate medium. And I think people crave that as we increasingly go robotic and AI and customer service is just recordings. I think people...
Or chatbots.
And you're like, are you real? I think just hearing real people, it feels so intimate and human.
Yeah. And in terms of just that real, you know, humanity part of it is essential in this age of, I mean, people need that connection. People are wondering what's true or not. As I talk about, you know, sometimes whether it's traffic or weather, like the apps can screw up. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah.
What is your feeling? And this is, I think, a guess for all of us, really. We can make an educated guess, but what the future of this medium is and how it might change and evolve.
You know, it's funny that really the biggest evolution was when TV came onto the scene and Robert Hyland, the legendary general manager of KMOX, said, we're going to throw out the records and we're going to, you know, ignore TV and we're going to try something brand new. And it's radio has just, I mean, how many times have people predicted the death of radio, I guess? And so, you know, podcasts, live radio, it's all like spoken word audio. It's all really the same thing.
Different forms of the same thing.
If you look at the ratings, I mean, the KMOX stream gets higher ratings than many full radio stations in the St. Louis metro.
Yeah.
And so no matter how you get KMOX, whether you think of it as a radio station or you think of it as this live stream by these St. Louisans, like you can put it in whatever context you want. I think that what you guys are doing is like KMOX of today. It's what KMOX would be, you know, in the natural evolution. And, you know, people can get you after the fact on a podcast as well. So you can call it what you want, but I think that just listening to people talk is not going to go away.
Yeah. I mean, I've been a talk radio nerd my entire life, and I love it. And there is a difference between radio and even podcasts. Not all podcasts are created equal, and some of them are just rambling. It's hard to describe, but it also feels, like I said, distant. It's pre-recorded.
Yeah,
You're not in the moment with them.
Or it can be closer, because so many of them are like really niche.
Yes.
And they know they're only going to get 100 listeners, but they can really like super connect with those 100. But like, how do you get that kind of, how do you reach like St. Louis when you're doing it 100 people at a time?
But it's not real time with a podcast.
That's true.
There's something to be said.
They do emergency podcasts sometimes if they can, but it's not like any time of day if a huge event is happening, you know, you could put KMOX.
Well, and the breaking news thing, if you listen to that in KMOX, like you could do the podcast and save it, edit it, upload it. And by the time you're done with that, it's all outdated.
Right.
Like, we're just rolling live.
Right. And I think that's, again, you're rolling live, but then, okay, what was it? 42 million people watched The Cosby Show every Wednesday, right? There was this shared experience. Well, now with all of the streaming services, you can watch on demand. We have very few shared experiences, a few live sporting events. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said for knowing that everyone watching is on the edge of their seat. They're anticipating the next move. And I think there's something to be said for radio, whether it's a funny joke or it's a breaking news story, or like the Gas House Gang, when Ali Marmol makes a comment and you're asking him questions, we're all reacting at the same time.
Yeah, right.
Like you, Ranj, are reacting at the same time that I am to what Ali Marmol said. And there's something about that shared experience that has become increasingly rare with technology. And so like, I crave that. I want to laugh when you're laughing, Michael. I want to find out something when you're finding out.
You're
something.
Laughing even when I'm not laughing.
I'm laughing most
of
the time.
Yeah, she's got a real... And everybody can hear it. Everybody in the entire building can hear it.
Yeah.
Well, Michael, go do some work. We appreciate you coming in. There's
you're
some
the best.
News out there. Go chase it.
We'll find it.
Michael Calhoun, the voice we all grew up to. Even if we're older than you.
Including me.
He's right. Michael Calhoun from the KMOX newsroom. You're the best, man. Thank you.
Thanks, guy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.